أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا وقالوا لإخوانهم إذا ضربوا في الأرض أو كانوا غزا لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 156 of Surah Al-Imran, and this is the 17th of the Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu in the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again addresses the believers, and Allah says, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, O those who have brought Iman, the requisite of your Iman, the safety of your Iman is in this, لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا. Do not become like those who disbelieve. وقالوا لإخوانهم, and they said to their brothers, إذا ضربوا في الأرض, when the close ones, the brothers, went out in the earth, traveled in the earth, in the path of Allah, أو كانوا غزا, or they faced the soldiers of the enemy, لو كانوا عندنا, if they remained by us, in other words, at home, not fighting, ما ماتوا, they would have neither died, وما قتلوا, nor would they have been martyred. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the fact that there were those who disbelieved, and like we discussed in the يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا of yesterday, this alladhina kafaru has been agreed that it refers to the munafiqeen. Some munafiqeen had participated in the battle of Uhud, whilst a vast number of them did not. About 70 sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had become shaheed in the battle of Uhud, and this is their reference, that had they, those sahaba, not gone out in the path of Allah, Nor did they face the enemy, then they would have not died, ma matu, they would have remained alive, wa ma qutilu, they would have not become shaheed, but they would have remained alive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do not be like those who disbelieve, do not be like this munafiqeen, because the simple message of Allah ta'ala a few verses before this is, wa ma kana li nafsin أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا. This is the basic rule of Allah Ta'ala, that there is no soul that will die except by the fixed and appointed time that is appointed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So hypothetically, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had determined the death of a person, the time has been determined, the place has also been determined. Whether the person stays at home, Allah Ta'ala will find some way through the power of Allah to take the person to the place where the person is going to leave this world. So Allah Ta'ala says that do not be like them. Then Allah says, لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. The consequences, the result of them believing such, is that Allah Ta'ala created within them an anguish in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala created a difficulty in their hearts. One is that we know that when somebody close to us leaves the world, we know that this person left on an appointed time. This was the hukam of Allah. This is the time, this is the place. We feel that ease. It is Allah's doings. We say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But if we believe contrary to that, that this happened because of a particular doing, had the man not gone, he would have not been in the accident. Had the man not done this, he would have not died of the sickness. Then that creates within us an anguish. It creates within us a kind of a frustration, a worry, a concern. And that is what Allah Ta'ala is saying here. If you do what they do, if you become like how they have become, then you'll remain with this anguish for the rest of your life. You'll lose a parent. You say, had he not done this, he would have not died. You lose a sibling, you will say, had he not done this, he would have not died. And you will live with this type of hasrat, this type of anguish, this type of remorse. So Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this shouldn't happen. Wallahu yuhyi wa yumeet. The truth of the matter is Allah ta'ala yuhyi, Allah gives life, wa yumeet, and Allah ta'ala also gives death. Oh, both are in the hands of Allah. No human can bring any shay, anything into being, into life. Nobody can give life to anything. Nobody can bring in and nobody can create a fetus and bring life to that fetus but Allah Ta'ala. So similarly, nobody can give death but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala beholds your actions, whatever you do. Hence Allah Ta'ala knows your belief. Allah Ta'ala knows your aqidah. And the brief thing is here, Allah Ta'ala says, do not be like these munafiqeen, that they had brought about this type of belief, that had they stayed at home, they would have not died, they would have not been martyred. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq.